From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The 88-year-old founder of the Special Olympics and younger sister of the late President John F. Kennedy, Eunice Kennedy Shriver, has died. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
Shriver spent her life fighting for recognition, rights, and decent treatment for people with mental retardation. Part of a family that valued sports and competition, Shriver has said she was furious over the rejection her older sister Rosemary suffered, battling a mild mental disability at a time when many were ashamed of children with intellectual disabilities.
I never met Rosemary, never knew anything about handicapped children. How would I have ever found out? Because nobody accepted them any place. So where would you find out? Unless you had one in your own family.
The Special Olympics evolved from a summer camp Shriver started at her Maryland home for children and adults with mental disabilities. In a 2007 speech, Shriver said in addition to believing that her life was about making a difference, it was also about her family, her parents, husband, children, and grandchildren. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Investigators are still trying to piece together what happened in Saturday's mid-air collision over the Hudson River. The accident between a small plane and a tourist helicopter left 9 people dead. National Transportation Safety Board Chair Debbie Hersman says it's possible the two aircraft ended up turning the wrong way as they tried to avoid each other.
It's really too early to speculate on what might have happened. We really have to let the facts of the investigation speak to us.
Divers will be back in the Hudson River today to look for the last of the 9 people killed in the crash. 7 bodies have been recovered. An 8th was spotted yesterday, but divers were unable to remove it because it's trapped in wreckage in about 60 feet of water. There's talk of trying to raise the aircraft to the surface. The Army Corps of Engineers is being consulted. A court in Myanmar has found detained opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi guilty of violating the terms of her house arrest. NPR Southeast Asia correspondent Michael Sullivan reports from Bangkok.
The outcome of this trial was never seriously in doubt, only the severity of the punishment. Today's verdict, 3 years in prison for Aung San Suu Kyi for allowing an American man to stay at her lakeside home for 2 nights after he swam there uninvited in May. After today's verdict was read, the court recessed for 5 minutes, then reconvened, and the home minister entered the court with a special order from the military supremo, Tan Shui, that cut the sentence in half. The order also said Suu Kyi could serve out her sentence under house arrest. She has already spent 14 of the past 20 years in detention or under house arrest. Today's sentence means she will effectively be barred from participating in next year's general elections, the military calls part of its roadmap to democracy. Critics say the elections are a sham and the trial an excuse to keep them that way by denying the country's democracy icon any role in them. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bangkok.
And from Washington, you're listening to NPR News. A powerful earthquake southwest of Tokyo has sent debris falling, killing one woman and injuring dozens of others. Another quake hit today in the Indian Ocean. That quake led to a tsunami watch that was later lifted. The two quakes hit about 10 minutes apart, but are not thought to be related. Asia is also dealing with the aftermath of powerful typhoons. Rescue workers in Taiwan dropped from helicopters today to search for victims of a mudslide. About 260 people have been rescued, but at least 41 people have been killed. Many more are missing. Another landslide in eastern China toppled at least 6 apartment buildings. A former German army officer has been convicted of murdering Italian civilians during World War II and sentenced to life in prison. NPR's Eric Westerveld reports from Berlin.
A Munich court convicted Josef Schungraber on multiple counts of murder for the June 1944 deaths of civilians near the Tuscan town of Arezzo. Prosecutors successfully argued that Schungraber, who was a 25-year-old lieutenant in the German army or Wehrmacht at the time, ordered his men to shoot 4 civilians and ordered another 11 civilians to be herded into a barn and blown up and burned. He was charged with 14 counts of murder and one of attempted murder because a 15-year-old boy survived the barn explosion and testified against him at the trial. The civilian murders came after Italian partisans killed 2 German soldiers nearby. The presiding judge today in Munich sentenced Schungraber, who is 90 years old, to spend the remainder of his life in prison. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Berlin.
European stocks are rising today and most Asian markets inched higher after modest losses on Wall Street yesterday. Meanwhile, oil is trading below $71 a barrel in overseas trading. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.